各位早安。
Good morning, everyone.
如果您不是第一次到若歌教会来，
If this is not your first time at RCCC,
那你早上走进恩惠楼的时候，
Then this morning when you entered the Caris building,
你会发现环境跟布置与往常不一样，是你不熟悉的。
You will have noticed that the decorations are a bit different from what you're used to.
最醒目的可能是进入会堂中间的这个入口。
The most obvious is probably the entrance to the main Caris, to the Caris Chapel.
是一个墓穴、石穴的一个装饰。
It's a decoration depicting a tomb.
我们星期五晚上醒思十架的一个小时的步行。
On Friday evening, during the meditations of the cross, during the one-hour journey,
我们从马可楼，从克西马尼园开始。
We started in the upper room from the Garden of Gethsemane.
最后一站，我们就站在这个墓穴的面前。
And at the very last station, we ended up here, right before the tomb.
拿撒人耶稣被安置在一个财主名叫约瑟为自己预备的新坟墓里。
Jesus of Nazareth was laid in the tomb. By a man named Joseph from Arimathea.
今天早上的晨曦崇拜。
This morning sunrise service.
我们是从朗读何西阿书十三章十四节开始。
We began with reading from Hosea chapter 13 verse 14.
我必救赎他们脱离阴间，救赎他们脱离死亡。
I shall ransom them from the power of hell. I shall redeem them from death.
死亡啊，你的灾害在哪里呢？
O death, where are your plagues?
阴间啊，你的毁灭在哪里呢？
Oh hell, where is your sting?
这段经文的这一的结束是一个问号问题。
This passage ends at a question mark.
然后我们把墓穴前面的石头滚开，走进来，开始晨曦崇拜。
And then we rolled open the stone covering the tombstone and we came in for the service.
原来筹备同工跟我说，我朗读这段经文到两个问题之后。
Originally the co-workers told me that after I finished reading these two verses,
那个石头就像我们车房的门一样，自己会滑开。
That the stone would roll away automatically, like our garage doors.
我不知道是因为预算还是技术的问题。
I wasn't sure if it's a question of budget or technical expertise.
所以我通知我，你用手把它推开吧。
I had to manually roll it away.
没有关系。
It's okay.
下一次。
Next time. There's always next time.
从五个月前就开始筹备。
The preparations for this event started about 5 months ago.
动员了许多的人力。
It involved many co-workers and manpower.
就为了一个周末的聚会。
All for just one weekend of service.
目的是什么？
What was the purpose?
绝对不是要造成一个新的一个气氛感而已。
It's not just to create some novel feeling or idea.
事实上不是为了一个标新立异的一个经验。
It's not just for an idea of novelty or original new thing.
是为了一个我们已经熟悉的，提醒加强我们所熟悉的。
It is actually to emphasize and strengthen what we know and are familiar with.
基督徒真的是极为需要被提醒。
Christians need to be reminded.
我们在这个一世代被一个过饱和的资讯的文明聪明充满在这个文明里面。
In this digital age where we're overfed with information 24/7,
这些过饱和的资讯使得我们有时候真的也不晓得自己看到什么、读到什么了。
The information overload is so much that sometimes we're not even sure what we're reading or what we're seeing anymore.
我们也常常会发现我们自己会忘记我们刚刚提醒我们自己的事情。
We even forget sometimes what we just reminded ourselves.
我们需要被提醒。
We need to be reminded.
不只是活在这样子的一个一世代要提醒。
Not just because we live in this age, in this digital age.
更紧急的一方面。
More urgently.
是我们要提醒我们信仰的内容的整全、整合。
We need to be reminded of the completeness and the wholeness of our faith.
刚才我们所读的哥林多前书十五章三到四节。
Just now when we read 1 Corinthians Chapter 15, verses 3 and 4.
我如果用一种很夸张的方式来解释的话，
If I use a very exaggerated way of explaining this,
如果我说整本圣经如果浓缩到不能再浓缩的程度，
If I say the entire Bible needs to be trickled down to be condensed into the smallest bit.
要精炼到不能够再精简的几句话。
It needs to be summarized into just a few lines.
就是这里面的两句话。
It is these two verses.
这是保罗提醒当时在哥林多的基督徒所说的。
This was what the apostle Paul reminded the Christians in Corinthians.
他告诉他们，他说我当年领受又传给你们的。
He told them that the gospel he had preached to them.
第三节，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
Verse 3 said that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
第四节，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
In the fourth verse, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
这两节的经文可能会让人想起一个类似的一个情况。
These two verses might remind you of a similar situation.
就是曾经有一个文士来问耶稣，他说整个律法诫命中第一要紧的是什么？
That there was one scribe who came to ask Jesus what was the greatest commandment.
你如果把整个旧约圣经把它精缩浓缩到最浓缩的第一要紧的是什么？
If you condense the entire Old Testament into the most important line, what is it?
耶稣的回答，
Jesus' answer,
第一要紧的
Most important,
就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Is to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your mind.
然后几乎根本没有等这个文士反应，根本没有等文士任何的反应。
And Jesus did not wait for the response from the scribe.
其次就是爱人如己。
He went on to say, second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
在整个律法书里面，耶稣说这两条诫命把所有的整个律法把它浓缩到 这两个诫命。
In the entire book of law, Jesus said the entire book of law can be condensed into these two commandments.
你注意到这个文士问耶稣第一要紧的是什么？
You will notice that the priest asked Jesus what was the most important.
耶稣给他两个。
God actually gave him two. Jesus gave him two answers.
我们读的也是两节。
Here we also read two verses.
但是我告诉各位，在这里没有第二。
But let me tell you, there was no number two.
耶稣在马可福音那里所记载回答文士的时候，其次那个字就是第二。
In Mark, when Jesus made this response, right next was actually meant to be number two.
在这里没有第二。
Here there is no number two.
所以第四节并不是说第二点。
So in that fourth verse, it actually did not mean the second point.
是跟第三节一口气读下来的。
It was read in one breath. It was one line.
这是比在马可福音耶稣回答文士更强烈的表达。
It was a much stronger expression than what was written in Mark.
只有第一。
Only one.
第一。
Just one.
就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，而且又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
It's that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, and on the third day he was raised from the dead.
这是上帝完整的作为。
This was the complete work of God.
这是完美的救赎。
It was a beautiful and perfect work.
这是完美的释放。
It was a beautiful and perfect salvation.
这是完美的光明。
And redemption and light.
这是全然的自由。
It was a complete freedom.
一点都不能够分割的。
It cannot be separated.
你没有办法分割在保罗这里所表达。
You can't separate what Paul has said here.
所以这里没有第一跟第二。
So there is actually no first or second.
我们最多只能说前半跟后半。
At best, we can say the first half and the second half.
然后前半跟后半加起来是整合整全的信仰。
So by adding the first and the second half, it comes to the complete whole faith.
这个整全，这个完整，这个完美。
This perfect whole.
我想到我们中国人当他描述完美的时候用了一个很适当的两个字，圆满。
In Chinese there is a phrase to describe perfection and it is in the description of a full complete perfect circle.
在这个圆满这个字里面用到圆这个字。
The phrase uses the word circle.
你怎么画一个圆？
How do you draw a circle?
你从一个起点开始。
You start.
第一，基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
First, in accordance with the scripture, Christ died for us.
你继续画下去。
You keep drawing that circle.
而且埋葬了。
And he was buried.
然后又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And again, in accordance with the scripture, he was raised on the third day.
你整个完成了之后，你从一开始，第一照圣经所说为我们的罪死了， 化到这个圆圆满的时候
When you start at that point where Christ died for our sins and you start drawing this circle at the very end when he was raised from the dead
一个圆到圆满的时候是始与终不能分了
A circle when it is fully completed A perfect circle it, you can't find the beginning and the end
所以我今天早上就特别跟 Annie 讲说我要用圆满这两字我不知道他怎么翻译
He actually reminded me this morning so I had to figure it out
我们完整的信仰还不只是这样子
The wholeness of our faith is not just that
这不可切割性
This indivisibility
因为这个信仰本来应该是一个有机的一个完整
It's an organic faith
任何无机的东西你把它切开之后你仍然保存原来的一部分
Anything that is inorganic when you cut it it stays in that state
有机的完整不是这样子
An organic complete whole is different.
保罗说我当年领受又传给你们的。
At the time, Paul told them what I preached.
第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
First was that in accordance with scripture, Christ died for our sins.
我刚才说是前半后面有后半。
I said that was the first half, now there's a second half.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And again, in accordance with the scripture,He was raised from the dead on the third day.
这个前半跟后半之间的关系是有机的整合。
The relationship between the first and the second half is an organic relationship.
不只是一个逻辑性的关系。
It's not just an intellectual relationship.
不只是时间的顺序。
It's not just a chronological relationship.
先要被钉死，然后才会复活。
He needed to be crucified and then he will live.
这是逻辑性，这是时间性，这是事情发生的次序性。
That is intellectual, chronological, and that was the order of events.
但是整个信仰的有机整全性
But the faith, the completeness and wholeness and the organic nature of our faith.
你听保罗在这里说，后半没有的时候，前半也没有了。
What you have heard Paul said here, if the latter half does not exist, then the first half doesn't exist either.
基督若没有复活，我们的信都是枉然。
If Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain.
我们一直想说耶稣为我的罪死了耶稣为我的罪在十字架上付出赎价。
We keep saying that Christ died for our sins, that he paid for all our debts on the cross.
他若没有复活前半也就消失了。
If he did not resurrect, that front half vanishes.
前半
The front half.
我们每一个主日都被提醒。
We're reminded over and over again every Sunday.
基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
In accordance with the scripture, Christ died for our sins.
因为我们只要一走进这个会堂，那个符号就在我们的眼前。
Because the minute we walk into the chapel, we see the cross.
一个巨大的十字架在我们的眼前。
The symbol of his crucifixion.
每个主日这个符号都在我们的眼前出现。
Every Sunday, this symbol appears before our eyes.
一方面，这是一个历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
因为拿撒勒人耶稣的确是被钉死在十字架上。
Because Jesus of Nazareth was indeed crucified on the cross.
但另外一方面，因为这个符号所引发出来的含义，我们多多少少可以了解。
But on the other hand, because of this symbol, because this symbol exists, we can more or less understand its meaning and significance.
我们多多少少可以认同，可以明白。
More or less, we can understand, we can agree with what happened.
其实十字架的刑罚不是罗马人发明的。
Actually, the death by crucifixion was not invented by the Romans.
大概是跟希腊人学的。
They actually probably learned it from the Greeks.
希腊大概又是从波斯那里看到有这样子的刑罚。
The Greeks probably got it from the Bosnians, Persians.
根据古文献的记载
And according to old writings,
希腊最伟大的王亚历山大帝
Alexander the Great, the greatest emperor of Greece,
当他征服亚洲小亚细亚的时候
when he conquered Minor Asia,
当他要征服推罗的时候
when he wanted to conquer Tyre,
付出了很大的代价
he paid a very high price,
超过他原先所想要的时间
It was he took much longer than he needed or wanted.
就像你的 project manager 告诉你东西已经丢了，你怎么这么久还没交出来？
Just as if your project manager told you, your project's already due, why are you not giving it to me yet?
他 花了很多的时间，消耗了太多的人力财力。
He spent way too much time, too much manpower, and too much money on this.
所以当他把推罗终于攻破之后
，So when he finally succeeded in conquering Tyre,
接下去两三天之内
，Within the span of 2 to 3 days,
他杀死了8000个推罗的男人。
He killed 8,000 men from Tyre.
其中据古文献的记载，2000个男人是挂在十字架上，陈设在推罗海滩上。
And then, according to ancient writings, of those 8,000, 2,000 of the men were crucified, and the crosses were laid on the beaches of Tyre.
你不需要多说一句话。
You don't need to say more.
这个记号所带给人的感觉。
The feeling that this symbol brings to us.
刑罚。
Punishment.
痛苦。
Pain.
我需要跟这里面任何一个人解释什么叫痛苦吗？
Do I need to explain to you what sorrow and pain is?
羞辱。
Shame.
赤裸裸地挂在众人的面前。
You are hanged naked in front of everyone.
我需要在这里跟任何人解释，有没有任何人到现在的人生里不晓得什么是羞辱的滋味？
Do I need to explain to anyone here, in your life until this point, have you not experienced shame?
恐惧。
Fear.
不只是他挂在上面的人。
Not just those who were hanged on the cross.
如果有任何人敢在旁边围观，那种恐惧的感觉，那种压迫的感觉。
Even those who were looking at the cross, the feeling of fear, the feeling of oppression.
这些都是人类共同认同的体验跟经验。
It is a common experience from mankind.
我们可以传达。
We can convey that.
基督独特之处。
The unique aspect of Christ.
为我们的罪死了。
He died for our sins.
这个牺牲，这个替代。
This sacrifice.
是独特的地方。
Is the uniqueness.
就连这个替别人挂在十字架上这个独特感。
But this sacrifice for another to be crucified on the cross, the uniqueness of this.
在人类的经验里面，也多多少少可以揣摩的。
People can still more or less understand.
我如果问你，在推罗的海滩上盯着那两千个男人。
If I ask you on the beaches of Tyre, those 2,000 men who were crucified.
有没有可能在远远的地方有一个妇人牵着他旁边颤抖的孩子？
Could it be that far away on the cliff, a woman is holding the hands of her child?
然后小声地跟他的孩子说，那一个右边的那一个上面的男人是为我们牺牲的。
And whisper quietly to the child that that man on the right died for us.
刑罚、痛苦、羞辱、恐惧。
Pain, the suffering, the punishment, the fear.
牺牲替代。
The sacrifice.
当然，如果那个问题的答案有可能有这样的存在，就是有那种牺牲替代。
So the answer to that does exist.
也是因为那个人跟原先站在的底下的人之间原先的关系。
That answer does exist because there was a relationship between the man on the cross and the woman.
基督是为我们的罪死的。
Christ died for our sins.
我们的罪。
Our sins.
罪人。
We're sinful men.
罪人跟无罪的神之间是敌对的，是抗拒的。
Sinners and those without sin should be on opposite sides.
今天有人常常问说，神到底喜爱不喜爱世上的人？
A lot of people ask today, does God love the human love?
其实我们有时候要问我们这些人喜不喜爱神。
What we should be asking ourselves is, do we love God?
这种抗拒是对立的，是相对的事情。
This conflict comes from two sides.
所以基督为我们的罪死了，这个独特性，这个牺牲，这个替代，就是他最独特的地方。
So the fact that Christ died for our sin, that he paid for all our debts through his death,is the uniqueness of this crucifixion.
虽然世界上有些也可以揣摩一下那个牺牲跟替代。
Even though as human beings we are able to some extent to identify with that pain and suffering.
所以罗马书第五章在第七节才会说，为义人死是少有的，
为人人死或者有敢做的。
So in Romans chapter 5 verse 7 it says, For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though for perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die.
但基督是照所定的日期为罪人为抗拒他的人愿本来不认识他的人死了。
But Christ in his love for us died while we were still sinners, while we were still disobeying him, while we were still against him.
这是前半段的符号十字架。
This cross is the symbol of that first half.
但基督为世人的罪死的独特是在他后半段的事情里面更丰富的彰显出来。
But the uniqueness of Christ's crucifixion is further magnified in the second half of this.
又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Again, in accordance with the scripture, he was raised from the dead on the third day.
换句话讲，基督钉十字架的独特跟卓越是在他第三天复活之后更凸显出来。
In other words, the crucifixion of Christ, the uniqueness and the transcendence of it was further magnified on the third day when he lived again.
换句话讲，他牺牲的卓越
The superiority of his death and sacrifice.
他代替我们的卓越。
The superiority of him paying our debts.
不是一个量的问题。
It's not a question of volume.
推罗或许有一个勇士，他为了两个人，他的太太跟他的孩子。
In Tyre, there might have been a warrior who died for his son and his wife.
基督为成千上万、上亿的人。
Jesus died for millions and billions of us.
但这不只是量的问题
But this is not a question of quantity.
乃是一个品质的问题
It's a question of quality.
他的牺牲之后的结果是什么
What is the result of his death?
他牺牲之后我们这些明白他牺牲的人在我们的生命中产生的结果是什么
Those of us who know of his death, who understand his death, what is the result of that death?
那个问题的答案是超越我们所有人类经历的
That answer transcends all our experience.
我们可以借着看十字架稍微来查经来探讨来分享我们人生的经历
By looking at the cross we can some, to some extent discuss our lives and experiences
但是在后半段复活的事情我们怎么讨论呢
But how do we discuss what happened in the latter half, the resurrection
我不晓得我们基督徒查经的时候怎么讨论
How do you discuss this during your Bible studies
我们查基督为我们的罪死
WeRead in the Bible that Christ died for us.
我们说我们可以分享一下我们人生的经历。
We can share our experiences.
我们可以有些人勇敢的就开始讲自己罪恶的一些事情。
Some who are brave enough will share their what they have sinned against.
我各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们查经的时候，如果有人说，请你来分享一下复活的心得，你怎么回答
？Now, if someone asks you during Bible study to share your experience of dying and then living again, how would you answer that?
如果今天我在一个小组里面。
If in a small group meeting today,
查到这一段
and we, our Bible study focuses on this verse.
然后读完圣经之后，我们就说弟兄姐妹，我们现在来分享。
At the end of reading this passage, we start saying, "Let us share."
大部分的时间，头三分钟都是 total silence.
There probably is total silence for at least the first 3 minutes.
然后有人就转过来看牧师。
And somebody will turn and look at the pastor.
你知道我会怎么回答吗
？And how will the pastor answer?
我说爱莫能助。
So I can't help you there.
我说我没有办法回答。
I have no answers.
如果有人说你不是已经为了这个信仰，你甚至于离开你原来的行业吗
？But they might ask me, didn't you for even for this faith, you left your original job?
我会说是啊。
Yes, I did.
那他就说，那你分享一下复活的心得。
So share how you feel about the resurrection.
我会说我不能。
I will say I can't.
他说为什么
？Why not？
我说我还没有复活。
Because I haven't risen from the dead yet.
他说为什么
？Why not？
我说我还没有死。
I haven't died yet.
End of discussion， 没有办法再讨论下去了。
That's the end of discussion. You can't talk anymore after that.
完全超越我们人类经历的范围跟知识。
This transcends the experience of mankind.
你如果觉得我讲的这件事情没有什么道理的话。
If you think what I'm saying doesn't make sense,
你知道保罗继续写哥林多前书下去之后他怎么说吗
？Do you know what Paul said?
在第哥林多前书十五章三十五节，他这样说。
In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 35.
或有人问死人怎样复活，带着什么身体来呢
？Someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come?
各位弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们喜不喜欢使徒保罗做你们的牧师。
I'm not quite sure if you would want Apostle Paul to be your pastor.
根据我们从他书信的这种我们喜爱的程度，我们很希望保罗做我们的牧师。
Those who love his writing, we do hope that he is our pastor. He can be our pastor.
那我告诉你，使徒保罗如果在你的小组里。
But I can tell you, if he was in your small group.
如果有人小组说。
If somebody in that small group says.
死人怎样复活？
How are the dead raised?
带着什么身体来呢？
What kind of body?
你知道保罗马上说什么吗？
You know what Paul said?
他没有说好学问的人啊。
He doesn't say, oh, you smart man.
他没有说去好奇的人啊。
Oh, you curious person.
他说无知的人啊。
He actually will tell you foolish man.
很真实的。
It's very real.
在我们这样子的人生的范围里面，去想要揣摩一个完全超越我们人生经历范围的，你得到的答案，最后仍然是 foolishness.
In our very limited and very enclosed understanding in humankind, you ask the Apostle Paul, and the answer you will get is you foolish man.
完全超越我们人类的经历知识。完全不同的品质。
It completely transcends our experience, our knowledge, and it is of a completely different level of quality.
所以今天我们用这样子的方式提醒是很合适的。
So it's appropriate that we reminded everybody with the decorations today.
我们在这里看到前面的十字架。
Here we see the cross.
然后我们会散会。
And then we will depart.
我们会走出去。
We will walk out.
我们离开。
We will leave.
我们去哪里？
Where are we going?
走回世界。
Going back into this world.
走回那个让我们腰酸背痛的工作。
Into that world with a lot of work and a lot of hard work.
走回污浊。污浊，污秽。
Back into a chaotic world.
走回夫妻之间好像解决不了不可避免的争吵。
Back into a world where the husbands and wives might have quarrels that they can't resolve.
我们今天，或许我们只有今天，我们走出去的时候。
Maybe only today when we walk out.
特别是从中间这里走出去的时候。
Especially if you're departing from the middle aisle.
你走出去的时候，回头看一眼。
When you before you leave, turn back and take a look.
因为你整全的信仰告诉你，有一天你也要从死里面走出来。
Because the wholeness of your faith will let you know that one day you too will live again.
我不晓得等一下坐旁边的是不是都要挤到从中间走出去了。
I'm not quite sure if those on the side would also want to walk towards the middle.
筹备的同工曾经问说，这样子的摆设可不可以多放几个礼拜？
Co-workers actually asked me if they can leave this decoration up for a few more weeks.
我们有时候在教会探讨一些问题的时候，
Sometimes when we discuss problems within the church,
我们问的问题有点，
Our questions are a bit.
我们有时候可以问。
We can ask.
Why not?
Why not?
所以你们坐在旁边的下礼拜还有从今天从昨天走出去。
So those on the side next week you will still be walking out from the tomb.
提醒我们自己。
Let us remind ourselves.
我们看到这个十字架。
When we see this cross.
我们敬奉在上面挂着的基督。
We remember and we worship the Christ who was crucified.
我们走出去的时候回头看一眼。
When we walk out, turn back and take a look.
因为我们是同钉十字架，同死，同埋葬，同复活。
Because we were crucified with him, we died with him, we were buried with him, and we resurrect with him.
这是我们的纪念。
This is our remembrance.
这是我们的提醒。
This is our reminder.
这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
这是我们的庆祝。
This is our celebration.
Amen.
Amen.